Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Coal City is about 60 miles southwest of Chicago. The area has had the misfortune of having been hit by two tornadoes in less than 2 years.
We have the chips if we can get them.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Robbie Gold helped lead the relief efforts in 2013. More than 100 homes were destroyed on a November Sunday afternoon as the Bears were battling the Ravens at Soldier Field. Fortunately, there were no deaths or serious injuries. 19 months later, this community was hit again by another tornado. Luckily, there were only minor injuries.
People send me pictures right after it happened. It's just crazy. And I grew up and tornadoes happened around our place a little bit when I was a kid, but never anything like this.
Brian is in Coal City, where tarps are still covering destroyed roofs and homes are vacant after the June 22nd tornado.
You couldn't see anything. There was no power. There was windows and glass all over the place. And I walked outside and so much water. It was bad.
That was what Coal City senior Mike Sharapa saw when he came out of the cellar after an EF3 tornado destroyed his home.
Most of the roof was like all damaged and there was holes in the roof and everything was leaking water all over the place. So everything that we couldn't get out that night was pretty much soaked. It was just nasty. The whole backyard was destroyed.
What goes through your mind when you find out that this happened a second time?
It's like, it didn't. It's like, this really did happen again. I remember the first time I was watching the Bears. We got down in the basement, the Bears were on, and my cable went out, and I was great because I still got an antenna too. I had my backup, but I still was going to watch the game, you know, what was going on. And I was like, and this happens again? And I mean, it was like, it was just an unreal feeling that it really happened again, and this time it was even worse.
It was nasty to have to try and clean up.
But they were not out there alone. For weeks, Coal City residents and people from the surrounding communities pitched in.
We came together strong. Everybody came and helped. Our whole entire football team was out helping out whoever got hit the hardest.
The football team was out there helping clean up homes, but their home field was also destroyed. The scoreboard was completely wiped out, the fences were damaged, and the goalposts had to be replaced.
What's up, guys? Brian Urlacher from Chicago Bears, in case you didn't know.
But with a $50,000 donation from the Chicago Bears delivered by Brian Urlacher, the Coalers were ready to play on opening night.
I wish I'd go back to high school and play football again because college is pressure, NFL is a lot of pressure. High school is just fun. You just go out there, you fly around, you're with your buddies. In college, you're stuck with guys you may not know. Same way in NFL. You get to meet them, but you get to know them more as time goes on. But in high school, you probably know every one of your teammates, you know, you're all good buddies, so enjoy it, just have fun.
Brian hung out with the players and got a firsthand look of how strong the Coal City community really is.
Thanks, man. Thanks. It's amazing how fast they rebuilt some of these houses. You know, there's still some stuff with tarps on them and stuff like that, but they're getting it put back together pretty quick.
A little nostalgic coming out here?
I can remember, like, yesterday, it was high school. It was fun. I hope these guys are all having fun. It seemed like they were, you know, and they're different than me because when practice was over, I was gone. I wanted to get home as fast as I could, get in the shower, and get changed and go see my girlfriend. But these guys want to stick around and hang out with me for a little bit.
I was surprised, very surprised. I did not expect you guys or Brian Urlacher to come today. It was an awesome surprise.
I thought it was great for the kids. I mean, some of these kids have never seen pro athlete. I mean, and Brian, that's pretty impressive.